Thank you, Mr. President. We would like to support what others have said in terms of the Scenery Action Plan currently missing the action and accompanying indicators on prioritisation, which we agree is a very important part of survey and clearance programming. Such an indicator we didn't have in the Oslo Action Plan, and that was an omission, and it's something that we need to strengthen in this Scenery Anchor Action Plan. And the prioritisation is also very relevant to climate and environment, and also to gender and other diversity considerations. With respect to the important topic of improvised mines, which you spoke about in your introductory remarks to this section, we would advocate for there still to be a separate action and indicator on improvised mines. Mine Action Review believes such an indicator is still needed for the up-and-coming five-year period, given the prevalence of the new use of improvised mines by non-state armed groups in several state parties, as highlighted at the ACRA conference, and taking into consideration that at present several state parties either do not correctly recognise or address these devices under the Mine Ban Treaty, or they don't report adequate in an adequately disaggregated data. For example, Burkina Faso, like other state parties in the Sahel, has witnessed new use of improvised mines but has yet to request a new Article 5 deadline, or the example of Iraq, which has legacy contamination from improvised mines but which does not disaggregate victim-activated IEDs from command-operated or time-delay IEDs which aren't covered by the treaty. We think that the Scenery Action Plan should maintain and ideally strengthen an action on this topic to address these issues and ensure full implementation of the Convention. We are concerned that at present the Scenery Anchor Action Plan currently doesn't have any specific reference to gender and diversity in this section. Action 18 of the Oslo Action Plan had an important indicator on the percentage of affected state parties who report having established their baseline through inclusive consultations with women, girls, boys and men. This is currently missing in the Scenery Action Plan, and we recommend that a second indicator is included in Action Number 16 to measure the percentage of affected state parties that report having established their baseline through inclusive consultations, taking into account gender and other diversity considerations. Thank you.